You are listening to Survive and Thrive, Managing Life with Adult ADHD. Adults affected by ADHD will be helped to succeed, enjoying their life in the process. Hosted by Abigail Werf, coach, author, and speaker. Abigail's focus is helping adults with ADHD live their best lives professionally and personally.
Hi, this is Abigail Werf, and welcome to Survive and Thrive, Managing Life with Adult ADHD. This is podcast number 003, and it is about whether to tell or not to tell you have ADHD, or as Shakespeare would say, to tell or not to tell, that is the question. First off, for those of you that this is the first time you've listened to this podcast, I'm a performance and productivity coach for professionals and entrepreneurs affected by ADHD. I also work with college and grad students to help them finish their degrees. So what I'm trying to do with this podcast is to provide information and actionable tips for those living with ADHD so that they can live a successful life. Now to our topic. To tell or not to tell is a controversial subject within the ADHD community. In a perfect world, a world where mental health issues are respected, ADHD shouldn't be a secret. Unfortunately, we don't live in a perfect world. I am able to shout from the rooftops that I have ADHD, but it is good business for me to say so. I recommend to my clients that they be very selective as to whom they reveal they have ADHD to. Like I said, it is good business for me to have ADHD, but I am an exception because my business is ADHD. In the United States, we're behind the times in terms of our attitude towards mental health issues. And what many people don't understand is that ADHD is a biological problem. But unfortunately, people can't seem to keep that in their mind. I think part of it is because there's no just one blood test or swab you can take that will say you definitely have ADHD or you definitely do not have ADHD. Someday I think that will be the case, that we will have tests like that. But until then, ADHD is a collection of symptoms that working together cause you to have ADHD. Some people have antiquated attitudes about ADHD or believe that it's simply an excuse. They think that ADHD was just sort of invented in the last 50 years. That's not true. There's always been ADHD, but the thing is we simply just didn't call it that because in our society, we have a naming systems to name diseases and illnesses, and it simply wasn't using that phrase, that terminology, ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, to describe people who have struggled throughout history. So first, I would like to tell you a story, actually two stories, about clients of mine from a few years ago. The first one, I'll call that client Jean, worked for, I believe it was a government contractor. But anyway, she was really struggling at work. And her boss, her supervisor, who was she was on friendly terms with, finally said, you know, what can we do to help you? And my client Jean finally said, well, actually, I have ADHD, so some of the ways we do things here make it hard for me to get my work done. And the supervisor was like, well, what can we do to help? And they figured out for Jean that she needed more check-ins than maybe the average person might need, that she needed clearer due dates and projects broken down, and she needed to be in an environment that helped induce focus. So they worked those things out. And she began to do really well at her job, and things were just going swimmingly. Well, that supervisor left. And then as the new supervisor came on, the old one said, you know, Jean has ADHD, you know, just so you know, to keep that in mind. And the new supervisor, he didn't believe in ADHD. He thought it was a crock or just an excuse. So immediately he disrespected Jean and felt that she was just trying to have an easy ride. Push came to shove. She finally had to leave the job because she knew she would never be promoted, that the environment was no longer conducive to her ability to be productive. And it was just sort of beating her down, the negativity. On the other hand, I had a client who didn't say anything about having ADHD and lost her job. And because of a few things related directly to her ADHD. She really had trouble managing her time. So she was late to work every day. And let me explain that she was a worker in a very specific industry, and she had highly sought after skills. So it wasn't like they could just walk out on the street and find someone like her. Anyway, finally they gave her an ultimatum that if she didn't get to work on time, she would be fired. And they would give her a probationary period. I think it was 10 to 30 days. I don't remember. Well, she made it to work on time. And then the day after, she didn't, after the probationary period was over, and they fired her. During that time, she did go to the HR department and explain about the ADHD, and they said they only wish she had told them sooner because they felt they could have put in some accommodations that might have helped her be more successful. But a lot of people with ADHD who have trouble getting to places on time make a mistake that she often made. And what that mistake was is she thought if she worked late, it didn't matter if she was late because she felt she was giving the same amount of time. That's only okay if that's okay with your boss or your supervisor. Because even though she could argue, well, I gave my 8 hours each day and actually it was usually more like 9 or 10, the problem was she wasn't there when they told her she should be there. And that caused problems for them. One was because everyone else was expected at the same time in the morning. It really stood out if she wasn't there at the same time. And, you know, the supervisor or boss isn't just in charge of her, but of their whole department or the whole company. Secondly, that kind of issue can make the supervisor or boss feel like they're not being listened to, which they feel they're entitled to be listened to, and that's absolutely reasonable. But also, if you work in an organization or a business where they have meetings set up based on everyone being there at a certain time, and it's not a flexible scheduling situation, then you have to be there on time. So, as with the first story, there are ways to get support at work without revealing you have ADHD. But if it is also important to know that if you're in an organization or a business that is big enough to have an HR department, a human resources department, they are not allowed to disclose to your boss or your supervisors that you have ADHD. They simply can help you implement accommodations without revealing exactly the nature of what your situation is. But often we, like I did, have worked for some very small organizations where we didn't even have an HR department. So it wouldn't have been feasible in some of these situations to even keep it a secret if you did reveal it, because it's only the HR department that has to keep quiet about and stay sort of anonymous on terms of the issue of what a disability type a person has. So, like I said, there are ways of getting support at work without revealing your ADHD. I always like to put it in the framework of what would make you more productive and focused. See, if you approach someone saying, I want to work harder, better, more productively, and there are a few small things that we could do to make that happen easier, they're more inclined to be supportive of you rather than approaching it saying, I have to have these things or I can't do the work. There are a couple important things to remember. A secret stops being a secret once you tell someone. And always assume if you tell one person at work, you are telling everyone at work, except for the HR department. So professionally, as to whether to tell or not to tell about ADHD is obviously up to you. I would just be very circumspect about really looking at your situation and trying to figure out first if there's a way you can get the accommodations without having to reveal. And then if you do, reveal it to the HR department and let them work with you to figure out the best situation. And if you're in a job where there is not an HR department, I would really try to get help without actually revealing the ADHD, because you just don't know who's going to be coming around and what their attitudes are towards ADHD. It's unfair, but, you know, it's just the reality of the situation. In terms of your personal life, I would also be careful who you share with. Make sure it's a good friend. and be careful not to use it as an excuse or an explanation. But that's a topic for a future podcast. See, with friends and family, it feels comfortable to let them know, but we can fall into a trap of sort of blaming things on our ADHD rather than taking full responsibility. And also, it can get in their way of assumptions they make about you because of your ADHD. So obviously, your family will know, and some of your close friends will know. But it's not something that I would broadcast freely, unless, of course, you're in a situation like I am in, where it's to the benefit of my business to let people know I have ADHD. So ultimately, to tell or not to tell, that is a question for you. My advice is that you don't just blurt it out, and you be cautious and circumspect about who you share with. It will get out, and other people will know. But let these things happen on your terms. So again, it's up to you, and you might want to think about how you treat your professional life and your personal life differently, because it's a different set of circumstances. So that's it today for today's podcast. The next podcast, 004, is about how to stop being late, mostly, because I can't guarantee these things will make you never be late again. And it will include a downloadable cheat sheet. This episode did not have a downloadable cheat sheet, so there's no reason to look for one. Thank you for listening and embarking on this journey with me. Upcoming podcasts, aside from how to stop being late mostly, include how to start getting stuff done and get it finished, and how to stop explaining too much. If you have ideas for topics or comments, you can go to my website, abigailwerf.com/contact, or you can leave a message 24/7 at 1-844-ADD-ADHD. That's 1-844-ADD-ADHD. In real numbers, that's 1-844-233-2343. I always appreciate your time and attention. Please, if you can find it within your heart, go to iTunes and write a review for Survive and Thrive, Managing Life with Adult ADHD. All reviews are deeply appreciated, and what it will do is help others find this podcast. So if you're finding this podcast helpful to you, please write a review so that other people can find the podcast and it can be helpful to them. I look forward to future podcasts with you, and in the meantime, keep on keeping on.
Thanks for listening to Survive and Thrive, Managing Life with Adult ADHD. Come back next week for a new episode. For show notes and free stuff, go to abigailwerf.com.